This is the third track on the Leicester Oral History Trail. The brown building, which wraps around the corner of Horsefair Street and the entrance to the market, is on the site of what used to be a shop called Simpkin and James. The following track contains the memories of John Clarke, who was director of Simpkin and James, and extracts from a BBC Radio Leicester programme made when the store closed in 1971. They tell you all about one of Leicester's most fondly remembered department stores.
This week sees the end of an era of shopping in Leicester, which has become a way of life to so many local people for getting on for 200 years. For the customers of Simpkin and James, the end certainly is near. On Saturday, the main branch of the business in Horsefair Street closes its doors for the last time, the latest victim to fall to the cost of living and the bludgeoning competition of the big supermarkets. It's had a proud history, and in a sense there doesn't seem to be anything to replace it.
Good morning, madam.
Oh, good morning. Have you a jar of quails?
Yes, we have a jar here with about 20 in it, £5 each.
Oh,
done
delicious.
By Epicure.
Yes, thank you very much.
Anything else you'd like, while I'm here, have you any
kangaroo tail soup?
Yes, we have kangaroo tail soup, 8 and 6 pence a jar.
Oh, my husband, I think that's fabulous.
Yes,
thank you so
nice
much.
Very nice indeed.
I left school at the age of 14 in 1935, and my first job was in a hosiery factory. And after 12 months there, I went to work at Simpkin and James as an errand boy. My reasons for going there was mainly because I had always had this feeling that I wanted to work in a shop. Well, it was generally referred to as the store of the Midlands, and it was often compared with the Fortnum Masons of London, and certainly was compared with, in those days, Burton's of Nottingham, and I would say it was one of the surviving better-class shops. But my first job every morning was to scrub two steps on the marketplace side and to clean all the brass lettering of the shop frontage. And this coincided with another errand boy who did the Horsefair Street side. And then both of us had to report to this dispatch department, and we went out on a push bike with a carrier in front of it, the other type of thing I mean, which had a basket inside it, delivering small parcels all over the city and sometimes the county of Leicestershire. These were small orders, like, you know, the odd pound of cheese or half a dozen cakes or odd carton of cream that Mrs. So-and-so up in Stonegate had to have a half pint of cream every day, and it was our job to deliver it for her, you see.
Oh,
we were always taught to treat customers with the utmost respect, almost bow them in. I remember they had a commissionaire on the door in Horsefair Street who stood there every morning, and he was uniformed, and he opened the door to customers and they came in. It was always sir or madam. And we, as assistants in those days, were always trained to treat our customers with sir or madam, never by their personal name or by Christian name, and never to be over familiar with them. But we had to look upon customers as being part of our business. And in fact, they were part of our business, because without customers, there would have been no Simpkin and James. In those days, the customer's always right, yes.
Yeah.
There was the grocery department, there was the wine and spirit department, there was a fruit department, flower department, there was a hors d'oeuvre department, there was a sweet department, because Simpkin and James were also confectioners. They made their own chocolates, as indeed they made their own cakes. They were well known for the famous cheesecakes of the day. And there was a cake department, there was a cheese and department, there was a bacon department, and there was also a cooked meat department, and there was the cafe. So that was sort of 11 or 12 departments.
Yes.
And then in 1971, February it was, the firm ceased trading throughout Leicester.
Was there much of an outcry from the general public?
Oh, very much so. Everybody regretted it. Yes, I also remember it became associated with, what was it, Frank Sinatra's song, I Did It My Way. And I remember the comment by the BBC Radio Leicester commentator was, and Simpkin and James did it their way.
And so progress and mass efficiency have chalked up yet another victory. We have our fine new supermarkets, but some may say, at what cost? Certainly, Simpkin and James, if you like, did do things their way.
And now, the end is near.
Move now into the market for the next track. If you want to sit down, there are seats to your right on Cheapside.